elected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
That joint North American bid standing up to a bid by Morocco. The decision means matches will be back in the U.S. for the first time since 1994. And reacting to the news, President Trump tweeted, quote, "The U.S. together with Mexico and Canada just got the World Cup. Congratulations. A great deal of hard work." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In 2014, California voters decided to reduce penalties for drug and property crimes. Well, guess what? As of 2016, property crimes are up 10%. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
According to the latest labor statistics, the number of job openings in the U.S. rose more than 6 million in April, an all-time high, and up 7% from last year. Jeff Weiner is the CEO of LinkedIn. He talked about issues that employers are having when it comes to finding workers.
Roughly 40% of employers in the United States are having trouble identifying prospects with the skills they need for the jobs that are already available.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd is looking for a new way to keep kids safe at school. Earlier this week, Judd began training 150 civilians who will be part of the school district's Safe Schools Division. Judd has a message for his detractors.
Those parents need to wake up and understand this is a new normal. This is the last best chance to save your child when all the different layers of security have failed. And their job is simply this, to be well-trained, to react within seconds, to find the active shooter and kill him graveyard dead before he can hurt your child with a gun.
All 150 civilians are going through over 144 hours of gun safety training.
Everybody we hire in this industry starts out as a civilian. These folks are starting as civilians, but when they finish their training, they're going to be better trained with more hours and a higher proficiency than a state-certified police officer.
That audio courtesy of CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong, strong circumstances. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
The statement the two leaders signed says the U.S. will offer security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
People in five states voting in primary elections today. Polls will be open in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Maine will debut its new ranked choice voting system. Voters will rank candidates in individual races from first to last. A complex system of tabulating, elimination, and retabulating determines the winner. Supporters say ranked choice voting is designed to curb political tribalism. Critics say the system goes against the state's constitution, though, which they say says the candidate with the most votes wins. The U.S. House begins voting today on dozens of bills aimed at fighting the nation's growing opioid epidemic. Many of the bills have support from Democrats as well as Republicans. Legislation including 57 measures developed from hearings before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The bills include proposals for keeping illegal drugs out of the U.S. and changing how opioids are distributed. The Southern Baptist Convention is kicking out a Georgia church over allegations of racism. The convention voting yesterday to expel Raleigh White Baptist Church in Albany because of charges that it discriminated against a black church that was sharing its building. The church was sharing space with New Seasons Church for months. Things went well at first, but later Raleigh White scheduled its homecoming during New Seasons worship time, and the argument began.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 58 degrees and clear skies in Flemington. Yes, it is June 12th, 2018. No chance of rain today. Partly cloudy and a high of 77. Wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 57. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Man, it's like they changed the calendar to September or something. Mixed clouds and sun for Wednesday. Scattered thunderstorms at a high of 83. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour.
The first between an American president and a leader of North Korea proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong, strong circumstances. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
The statement the two leaders signed says the U.S. will offer security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
People in five states voting in primary elections today. Polls will be open in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Maine will debut its new ranked choice voting system. Voters will rank candidates in individual races from first to last. A complex system of tabulating, elimination, and retabulating determines the winner. Supporters say ranked choice voting is designed to curb political tribalism. Critics say the system goes against the state's constitution, though, which they say says the candidate with the most votes wins. The U.S. House begins voting today on dozens of bills aimed at fighting the nation's growing opioid epidemic. Many of the bills have support from Democrats as well as Republicans. Legislation including 57 measures developed from hearings before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The bills include proposals for keeping illegal drugs out of the U.S. and changing how opioids are distributed. The Southern Baptist Convention is kicking out a Georgia church over allegations of racism. The convention voting yesterday to expel Raleigh White Baptist Church in Albany because of charges that it discriminated against a black church that was sharing its building. The church was sharing space with New Seasons Church for months. Things went well at first, but later Raleigh White scheduled its homecoming during New Seasons worship time, and the argument began.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 58 degrees and clear skies in Flemington. Yes, it is June 12th, 2018. No chance of rain today. Partly cloudy and a high of 77. Wind south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of a rain shower and a low of 57. Wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Man, it's like they changed the calendar to September or something. Mixed clouds and sun for Wednesday. Scattered thunderstorms at a high of 83. Wind south-southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Scattered thunderstorms in the evening tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and 82 on Thursday. Generally sunny. High of 80 on Friday the 15th. Except for a few afternoon clouds. 82 on Saturday and Father's Day. Some sun in the morning with increasing clouds during the afternoon. A high of 85. Temperatures in area. 59 in Raritan, 58 in Lambertville, 52 in Frenchtown, 56 in Pittstown, 56 in Reddington, and 59 up in Tewksbury in Califon. Good morning, Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Welcome to Tuesday. It is 9 after 8. Crazy weather out there. 57 degrees. Wow. Humidity down. It looks like the Father's Day weekend is going to be pretty darn good. We can count on that. That's nice. First things first. Folks, I got to get you traffic. Find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads with a little help from Hart, who helps me get my information. You can do the same thing by registering with Hart, and you can get local county, state, and interstate roads via email, same way I do. And that helps you plan your commute. Let's see what we got today. All right. Fortunately, we got a bunch of crazy stuff happening early this morning. There's construction over at 78 eastbound in Clinton. Delays back to Exit 12 Union Township due to construction. Right lane is closed. Sun glare this morning might impact visibility. Eastbound traffic, avoid distractions and use caution. 78 eastbound 18 in Lebanon, delays back to exit 12 Union Township due to sun glare. 78 eastbound exit 24, Old Wick, White House, delays due to a motor vehicle accident east of 24. Reports of a middle and right lanes being blocked. That was at 7:30 this morning. Twenty-two eastbound Cokesbury Road, Lebanon. Congestion due to volume. That's people dumping off 78. And that exit 78, exit 24 accident is an update. Significant delays continue back through exit 17 Clinton due to a motor vehicle accident east of 24. Right lane is closed. Expect delays or plan an alternate route. And then I'll tell you all about those that are congested due to volume. That's good morning, Hunterdon. Hunterdon Chamber Radio traffic. We will get you updates as soon as they come to us. So drive safe, sound smart, and register with Hart. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10, and I'm lonely today. I got nobody I got to talk to. I'm going to be doing the investment update myself, and we don't have anybody to talk about today in history with either Stephanie Stevens or Carrie Fellows, so I'll be doing other information and articles about New Jersey and Hunterdon County. The rest of the show, that eclectic mix of trivia, information, news, sports, all coming up. Following me, it is, what do we do on Tuesdays? Oh, it's Tech Today, where I stay here and I talk to you about technology, latest apps, buying advice, hardware and software, all that coming to you. After that, it is the Staying Young show dedicated to medical science, Western medicine, nutrition, and two doctors talk all about that. After the Staying Young show, it's the La Salud Mental Importa. It's Lauren Feliciano. She is on and talks all about mental illness and mental awareness, brain injuries. And she does it in Spanish for our Latin and Spanish-speaking folks. So check that out from noon to 1. Following Lauren is Front Lines of Freedom, Lieutenant Colonel Danny Gillum. Talks about military and veterans, services, advice, information, a little nostalgia, and a sprinkling of current events that go on a military perspective. That's on from 1 to 3. Teachable Moments in Business, Vicki Lynn Morgan is on from 3 to 4. She talks about how to improve your business as a business coach and guerrilla marketing. Real Estate Matters with Joe Peters is on from 4 to 5. Joe talks about the economy in Hunterdon and Somerset counties and how that affects real estate and vice versa, how real estate affects the economy. So you can catch that. And then we finish it up with a commute with some music. The Randazzler is on from 5 to 6. Greg Randazzo plays 50s through 90s music for you for your commute home. He learned and loved it as a kid, puts together a little theme for the hour, and lets you have a little enjoyable time on your way. Of course, one of those songs could be Boston. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The Vibrations, Alchemy with Celebration Observances for the Month, Week, and Day from BrandonLife.com for June. June 12th, I believe. Effective Communications Month. Entrepreneurs, Do-It-Yourself Marketing Month. Vicki Lynn is on today to help you with that. Fashion in Colonial Virginia Month. Fireworks Safety Month, Georgia Blueberry Month. I got to ask Al War about Georgia Blueberry. It's Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Month, Great Outdoors Month, International Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, International Men's Month, International Surf Music Month, Dairy Month. June is Lane Courtesy Month. Might be able to do that while you're unfortunately sitting on 78 in that traffic. June is Perennial Gardening Month. June is Turkey Lovers Month. Men's Health Education and Awareness Month. We got Staying Young coming up in a little while. And Migraine Awareness Month, along with National Accordion Awareness Month. And National Aphasia Awareness Month. National Bathroom Reading Month. Remember my guidance counselor telling me, bring a book into the men's room. And that's the way you'll get to learn more and more about the world. All right, it is the 12th, so it is National Little League Baseball Week. U.S. Open Golf Championship starts this week, but it starts really on Thursday. Men's Health Week. And for today, it is Loving Day, Call Your Doctor Day, Crowded Nest Awareness Day, it's National Jerky Day, it's Superman Day, Victims of Orlando, Florida Attack Day, and National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. Trying to figure out how jerky and peanut butter work together. And then, of course, you'll call your doctor. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLux.com. Pick something and get involved. My goodness. Vitamin C comes from the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the 11th. It says, local Girl Scouts donate to HMC. Community Bulletin says, on June 9th, 2018, Branchburg Daisy Troop 62314 made and delivered a dozen goodie bags for the patients at Hunterdon Medical Center's pediatric unit. The girls used proceeds from their cookie sales to purchase the bags and fill them with stickers, markers, notepads, activity books, carousel pens, and stuffed animals. Selling cookies helped the girls learn economics. We saved, spent, and shared the money that was earned. Thank you for supporting us. Names of girls from left to right are Brianna Simoncelli, Addison Swinsburg, Sophie Candia, Harmony Carroll, Grace Kondek, Reagan Prisbisky, Reagan Haluska, Elizabeth Dahl, Sydney McDonough, and Emma Almaguer. Fantastic, man. Once again, there is groups. There are parents that get it. We continue to throw all the other ones under the bus, and we just take everybody in a group and say they all don't get it. But no, you can see right here that the Girl Scout troops learning some valuable lessons, life skills, and community service. And that, folks, brings a little sunshine to your life, and that's why that's Vitamin C for today. Smile on your face. time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
All right, this is the old disc jockey almanac for June 12, 2018. Celebrity birthday. Anna Margaret is 22 from Finding Harmony. The Naked Brothers Band, Ali D'Amico, is 26. Freaky Friday's Ryan Malgarini is 26. Everlasting's Valentina De Angelis is 29. Magic Mike's Cody Horn is 30. 31st birthday of Abby Lee from Mad Max Fury Road. Jesse's Chris Gala is 31. American Crime Story's Jenna Willis is 32. Harry Potter movies, Luke Youngblood is 32. The House of Bunny, Kendra Wilkinson is 33. Neighbors, Dave Franco is 33. Country music singer, Chris Young, 33. Model in the Victoria's Secret fashion show, Adriana Lima is 37. Jeremy Howard turned 37 today from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Malachi Pearson is 37 from Casper. Role models, Carly Craig is 38. The Sandlot, Will Horneth, is 39. Veep, Timothy Simons, is 40. The It Crowd, Richard Ayode, is 41. Iron Man 3, Stephanie Zostak, 43. Veronica Mars, actor Michael Mundy, is 43. Jason Mewes is 44 from Clerks. Little Miss Sunshine, Mel Rodriguez is 45. Gordon Michael Wolvette is 48 from Andromeda. Suits, Rick Hoffman, 48. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, Sarah Trigger is 50. AI, Artificial Intelligence, Francis O'Connor is 51. Mona Lisa's Kathy Tyson is 53. Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, Paula Marshall is 54. Beetlejuice, Patrice Martinez is 55. White Collar, Tim DeKay is 55. Chicago Fire's Emin Walker is 56. Sex in the City, John Enos III is 56. Nurse Jackie's Paul Schultz is 56. 57th birthday of Camilla Scott from Tommy Boy. 59th birthday of Scott Thompson from Kids in the Hall. They Might Be Giants singer John Linnell is 59. Three's Company, Jenna Lee Harrison is 60. Knight Rider, Rebecca Holden is 60. The West Wing, Timothy Busfield is 61. Baywatch, Gregory Allen Williams is 62. Set It Off, Ella Joyce is 64. Home Alone 3, David Thornton is 65. Tired of Towing the Line, Rocky Burnett is 65. He sang that. Dead Man, Ghost Dog, The Way of the Samurai. Gary Farmer is 65. All My Children, Alan Dessert is 67. Former Cheap Trick drummer, Bun E. Carlos is 68. Actor in Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, Roger Aaron Brown turned 69 today. Asia, John Wetton, he was the lead singer, 69. Hank, Linda Foster is 74. Dovell's lead and solo singer, Bristol Stomp, 123. Len Berry is 76. Jazz keyboardist Chick Corea, 77 today. TNT sportscaster Marv Albert is 77. And George H.W. Bush, the 41st President of the United States, is 94 today. We wish H.W. Some health. He's been struggling with some problems recently with some blood disorders and blood infection. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you got a celebrity birthday or birthday you'd like or anniversary you'd like to get on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we will get it on the show to celebrate. Well, it's time for me to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment. Right after the news.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people.
President Trump speaks at a news briefing following his historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. President Trump saying the U.S. has made a concession that it will stop conducting war games with South Korea as part of a plan that will lead to the denuclearization of North Korea.
So under the circumstances that we're negotiating a very comprehensive, complete deal, I think it's inappropriate to be having war games. So number one, we save money a lot. And number two, it really is something that I think they very much appreciated.
After about 24 hours, a man who was holding four children hostage at a home in Orlando kills the kids and then kills himself. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Again, President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un holding their historic summit in Singapore hours ago. President Trump holding a news conference after the summit, and here's more from that.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstances. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
The statement the two leaders signed says the U.S. will offer security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
People in five states voting in primary elections today. Polls will be open in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina. Maine will debut its new ranked choice voting system. Voters will rank candidates in individual races from first to last. A complex system of tabulating, elimination, and retabulating determines the winner. Supporters say ranked choice voting is designed to curb political tribalism. Critics say the system goes against the state's constitution, though, which they say says the candidate with the most votes wins. The U.S. House begins voting today on dozens of bills aimed at fighting the nation's growing opioid epidemic. Many of the bills have support from Democrats as well as Republicans. Legislation including 57 measures developed from hearings before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. The bills include proposals for keeping illegal drugs out of the U.S. and changing how opioids are distributed. The Southern Baptist Convention is kicking out a Georgia church over allegations of racism. The convention voting yesterday to expel Raleigh White Baptist Church in Albany because of charges that it discriminated against a black church that was sharing its building. The church was sharing space with New Seasons Church for months. Things went well at first, but later Raleigh White scheduled its homecoming during New Seasons worship time, and the argument began.
from the past here. It's money. We got to talk about the investments, and we're going to do that with a little help from CNNMoney.com. So let's see what happened with the summit that took place with President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Dow was flat. Went up 5 points yesterday. The NASDAQ went up 14, about 0.20%. And the S&P, pretty much flat as well, 2.97%. Or, excuse me, 2.97 points, one-tenth of 1%. The world markets. Japan was up a third. The Hang Seng up about a tenth. London was down about a quarter percent. And the DAX up or down about 15 one-hundredths. Big movers. Boston Scientific was up 7.42%. Apache up 5.59%. Discovery up 3.81%. Newell Brands up 3.69%. Losers, Cooper Companies down 4.41%. PG&E down 4%. Assurant down 3.23%. Equifax down 2.6%. And Applied Materials down 2.4%. The sectors that you did well in over the last 3 months, health services leading the pack at 6.23% over 3 months. Technology services up 6.17%. Electronic technology up 5.19%. The sectors that weren't doing so well, energy minerals down 3.52% over 3 months. Consumer non-durables down 2.33%. And communications down 1.42%. Commodities. The oil is at $66.03. Gas is at $2.98. Gold is at almost flat $1,300. Silver is at $16.82. And corn is at $369.25. Looking at news that is going to move the markets, or should be looked at because it could. Markets were calm after President Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un concluded their historic summit in Singapore. European markets posted small gains in early trading. Most Asian markets closed higher, while South Korea's KOSPI index dipped 0.1%. Nearly 5 hours of unprecedented and surreal talks between Trump and Kim culminated with declarations of new friendship, but just vague pledges of nuclear disarmament. On Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P, and NASDAQ closed with small gains. A U.S. federal judge is expected to rule on the fate of AT&T's $85 billion bid to acquire Time Warner at 4 p.m. The Justice Department sued to block the deal. It argues that the combination would give AT&T the power to change its competitors, charge its competitors most more for Time Warner's content, or to block the content entirely from the likes of Comcast and Verizon. Time Warner owns HBO, Warner Brothers, and the Turner networks, including CNN. AT&T and Time Warner say they need to join forces to compete with new competitors, such as Netflix and Amazon. AT&T has argued that prices would not necessarily go up, and that it would have no reason to keep its content from competitors. If the deal is approved, reports have been swirling that Comcast would then formally make a takeover bid for 21st Century Fox. Traders will be closely monitoring the British pound at UK lawmakers' vote on the government's Brexit plans, which are getting more and more complicated. The pound could be a Brexit punch bag ahead of a potential 48-hour of Commons debate. And voting on the Brexit withdrawal bill, warned analysts at Ascendo Markets. The United Kingdom is scheduled to exit the European Union at the end of March 2019. Time is running out to sort out all the legalities and details, and businesses are clamoring for clarity. The pound is currently trading around $1.34, but slightly up overnight. Casey's General and Land's End will release earnings before the open. H&R Block will follow after the close. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics will release its May inflation report at 8:30. Wednesday is the Federal Reserve Internet rate decision, interest rate decision. U.S. retail sales for May is on Thursday, and deadline for the White House to publish Chinese tariff list covering $50 billion worth of products is on Friday. With all that, how are the markets doing? Well, the S&P is zero. The Dow is down 14. NASDAQ's down 2.5. Movers are Twitter, up 3%. H&R Block up 1.6. Foot Locker, wow, they're up 1. Advanced Micro Devices is down, is up 95.100ths. And Encyclic, or sorry, Insight is up 0.92. Brown Foreman is down 1.23. MGM is down 0.92. Nektar Therapeutics is down 0.79. Perrigo Company is down 0.64. And Wells Fargo is down 0.61. Not a lot of movement either way. The bonds. The 10-year Treasury is up 0.02% in the yield. That's 2.98%. And the 30-year is up 0.01% at 3.11%. That is the investment update. We'll have more about that tomorrow at the same time, around 8:30, and then next week we'll get Michelle Heide back to help us with all of that. It is 8:40, so what we're going to do is take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow, I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason inside my head telling me that we're no good. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time. Rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The blue sky, grab your shades and let's go for a ride. Breakfast by the ocean, we'll do lunch at sunset and vine. Every day's a dream in California, every night the stars come out to play.
Well, welcome back to WHCR-DB. This is Good Morning, Hunter. Anna Markers. Welcome back to our show here from 8 to 10. Finishing up our first hour. We've got some things to still pass on to you. May not be history, but basically say it might be at some point. So we'll work with that side, won't we? It's 9:45, so let's see what we got on the news circuit that is of interest to us. First of all, we got HBS's 12th annual math-a-thon is deemed a success. Hollenbrook School. Students at Hollenbrook School made magic for other children during May when the school held its 12th annual math-a-thon to benefit St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Students asked their family members and friends for donations for each math problem they completed. This year, the 4th and 5th grade students raised $18,269.08, bringing a total to over $200,000 for the 12 years the school has held the fundraiser. Hollenbrook School students' leaders stand in front of their Make Some Math-a-thon Magics bulletin board. Front row was Amy St. McLosey, Amanda Mulligan, Emma Howell, Ryan Miller, Jack Heppner, Cameron Hess, and Morgan Dwyer. Back row is Bonnie McDodry, Chiara LaVecchia, Sydney Ardick, Gabby Menenhurt, Lilla Orlordo, and Meadow Troyosi. So how about that? A little bit of ingenuity on the part of Hollenbrook School. Get these kids into a little competition, a little friendly competition. They get to work on their math problems, and they get to do a little community service and involve the parents to get some money over to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And I know for a fact there have been some students from Hollenbrook at one point that were afflicted and at St. Jude's. So these kids might not realize that, but they're kind of paying it forward in a way. So there you have it. So we got some kids who are learning about math and learning how to help their fellow children as well, their fellow buddies. The Hunterdon Rescue Squad trains members on how to respond at car accidents. Community Bulletin, the Pattenburg Rescue Squad hosted a training class for their members and a couple of the other responders on Friday. The class, Traffic Incident Management for First Responders, was led by Robert Kirshner, captain of the Washington Rescue Squad in Warren County, and Section Forest Fire Warden of the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. He is one of many certified TIM instructors across the state. Two of the key partners in the program are the State Department of Transportation and the New Jersey State Police. So we got more folks on staff now that will be able to help
folks in the situation where they unfortunately are caught in a car accident. How about this? We're working more towards more open space. Hunter and Freeholders okay grants to create linked open space tract in Raritan Township. I think this is a follow-up story, but we'll remind everybody anyway. It was posted on June 8th. Community Bulletin says Hunter County Freeholders on June 5th approved open space grants to the Delaware and Raritan Greenway and Raritan Township to go along with state Green Acres funds, preserving 42 acres on Plum Brook Road that are directly adjacent to 75 acres already preserved in the township. Freeholder John King, the board's liaison to the Planning and Land Use Department, stated, quote, "Linking preserved open space parcels together to form a larger major preservation zone is the appropriate strategic use of open space funds." Quote, "Here, the 42 acres Francavilla property adjoins 75 acres of open space already preserved by Raritan Township, thereby forming a large forested area and will remain in its natural state." The Freeholders authorized an $85,690 nonprofit grant to DNR Greenway and $128,435,000 cooperative grant to Raritan Township from the county's Open Space Fund. That will match the 50% funding of the total cost by the state's Greenway program to preserve the Francavilla property that surrounds the Pine Brook in Raritan. King pointed out, quote, "The open space tax dollars always go further when the county is able to work cooperatively with the willing partners, in the case Raritan Township, the Delaware and Raritan Greenway, and the state's Green Acres program." Quote, "I again congratulate the Raritan Township Open Space Committee, the POSAC Committee, and the planning staff for their continued efforts in identifying appropriate properties for preservation and in performing due diligence required to find cooperative preservation partners." Unquote. So nice. We continue to have and preserve our open space that makes and gets us identifies us completely different than most other counties, at least in northern counties in New Jersey. It's 8:50, and we're looking at some more stuff here. Got a counselor got an award, published in the Hunter County Democrat. Says that on Friday, NJSCA honored school counselors from the different counties within the state of New Jersey at the annual Counselor of the County Awards program held at the College of New Jersey. School counselors are nominated by their colleagues and are selected by their own county's school counselor associations for this award. The award honors the professionals who devote their careers to serving as advocates and other lifesavers. For the nation's students, Ellen Goodfellow, a student counselor from Copper Hill Elementary School, who was selected as the 2017-18 Counselor of the County for Hunterdon County. Candidates are selected for the Counselor of the County Award at their county-level school counselor associations. They are selected because of their ability to deliver an effective school counseling program which focuses on academic development, career counseling, and personal social support. They further distinguish themselves by proving to be leaders of systematic change and advocates for students and collaborative professionals who seek the success of the whole student in school and in life. For more specific information on this association, visit njsca.org. You know, our lives are pretty busy as adults, and if you have children, just imagine listening to the plight and the challenges and the concerns of your children for 8 hours a day from multiple kids all day long. These counselors, back in the day, most of the time a counselor was just a teacher that was moved into the guidance counselor office, but now they have a completely different training program. And they have to worry more about the whole kid, as this article said, as opposed to